You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Black Lives Matter!
Protesters are on the streets in Baltimore today following the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died in police custody. Organizer Jamal Bryant says the group wants city officials to know they are serious about getting answers on Gray's death.
I want this to be a sign to the Baltimore City Police Department that this is not an act of surrender, but we're coming as a sign of strength.
Gray died from a severe spinal cord injury, according to the Baltimore Sun. He was stopped by police because he fled unprovoked upon noticing police presence. Then he was apprehended without incident, and police found a switchblade clipped inside his pants pocket. They say he suffered a medical emergency later, but the Gray family attorney contradicted the statement, saying he screamed in pain during the arrest and was in custody for an hour before medics were called. Members of Congress are freezing their salary at $174,000 a year. It comes in House legislation funding the operations of Congress for the upcoming budget year. It would be the seventh year in a row in which lawmakers would deny themselves their automatic cost of living pay increase. Bipartisan reforms enacted in 1989 gave lawmakers a big pay increase in exchange for dropping the much criticized practice of accepting money from outside interest groups for speeches. People magazine has named Sandra Bullock as the world's most beautiful woman for 2015. The 50-year-old actress says she laughed when she heard about the honor, calling it ridiculous. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome to Talented People. It's 3:05 actually already on Wednesday, April 22nd. Hope you're having a great day. It's about 69 degrees outside. It's a little bit rainy right now. Let's just see what the weather's got in store. And I thank you for listening today to Talented People. We have our guest in studio today, Chris Phelan, the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It is such an honor to have him here because, I don't know, way before I became a member, I was just starstruck by him because he's involved in so many good things, and today we're going to hear all about it. Let's see, detailed forecast this afternoon, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 5 p.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 5. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds, cloudy with a high near 67. Tonight, chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low of about 37. Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 53. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 55, mostly clear on Friday night with a low of 35. Saturday, sunny with a high about 59 and partly cloudy with a low about 37 Saturday night. Mostly sunny again all day on Sunday with a high of 61 and then partly cloudy with a low around 39. We're going to be right back, and then we're going to talk to Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're in studio today with Chris Phelan. It's 307. He's the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And we are fortunate to even be able to bring this show to you because of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Jeannie. Want to thank you, you know, for inviting me to be here on the show and your dedication to Hunterdon Chamber Radio, which is hard to believe. We were just talking earlier. It's coming up on its fourth year this October, so it has been a great ride and great volunteers such as yourself and Colleen and so many other hosts that have made all of this possible, which is just great.
It is great. And I mean, when you're out there listening, you know, this Chamber of Commerce in particular is such a small family, and we want to talk about that for you. If you're out there and you're not a member of the Chamber, we're going to talk all about why you should be. So, but let's first talk about you.
And just another interesting milestone on the Chamber Radio. We could talk a little bit more about the Chamber Radio, but we were just looking at stats from a week ago, and we hit an all-time high on our podcast downloads. Our seven-day period 1 week ago was 4,400 downloads in 7 days.
That's so incredible.
Folks are listening, and we got to thank our listeners because it really is. Without you, we'd just be talking to each other in a studio. So,
I know.
And that's in addition to, you know, several hundred more that listen each week on a live basis. But our folks that are taking advantage of the downloading of the podcast is really a great thing. And I mean, 35 to 40 hosts, the topics that Hunterdon Chamber Radio covers just each week, I just like scratch my head and say, my gosh, we've got yesterday folks like Bob Wise from Hunterdon Medical Center that was talking about
yesterday?
Yeah, talking about
wow.
Monday. I apologize, Monday on the hospital show. You know, you go forward to Jake's and Bill Kinslow's great show, Bill's Chef's Table show. We've got, you know, attorneys. We've got marketeers such as yourself. There's so much local business advice, marketing advice, life advice that just pours through this station that it's great that the community is accessing it. And it's kind of rewarding to kind of see, again, in 7 days, we had so much foot traffic onto the site and folks taking advantage of that wealth of knowledge. So it's really rewarding, fulfilling, and humbling at the same time.
Yes.
It's a great thing.
It really is. It's so exciting. And we do thank you out there for listening. And it's, you know, I guess our show's coming on like 2 years already.
Is it 2 years
yeah.
already? Wow,
yes.
The anniversary.
Yes, thank
Excellent.
You. Yeah.
That's great.
It's really exciting. And it's true. Like, I love the talented people, love having people into the studio and learning about themselves and what makes them so special. And that's what we're doing today with you, Chris.
I know I'm not very talented.
You
know,
yes,
you can ask
you
anybody
are.
Here around the studio. Oh. I'm like tripping all the time. I'm like stumbling. I'm not talented.
You are very talented. And it takes such a talented person to be able to manage the personalities of how many companies are members of the Hunterdon Chamber.
Well, we have on average 600 to 625, you know, organizations, companies of all sizes and shapes. I was just at one of our member sites last week, ExxonMobil, one of our large employers here in the county, several I think about 1,200, you know, that are employed on site there. You know, I was at Hunterdon Medical Center last week, the Hunterdon Healthcare System, a great sponsor and supporter. We're talking about Mr. Wise being in here. So many organizations that they take care of. They're our largest employer in the county. And then we come down. We had, you know, our Young Professionals show
just
a couple hours ago here.
And we've got Gina Lentenny still
Gina
hosting?
Gina Lentenny and her mom have a Sure Shred, which employs, you know, a few folks. 4 to 5, I guess, you know, in that range.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Matheson, you know, another young professional co-hosts that with her. And again, another small employer in the county. But, you know, the chamber is really reflective of that great mix of business, large corporate, small locally owned companies like Flemington Ferd, a cool corporation, to many nonprofits. And we represent about 15,000 employees in Hunterdon County make up those 600 organizations. So, yeah, but the chamber is driven by those companies, driven by our volunteers. that serve on our committees and a great staff as well. We just saw, you know, Richard G, our station manager, leaving the studio.
Love him.
Laura, you know, Cummins, who is fairly new to our group, although it feels like she's been here all along.
It really does feel like she's been here.
Came on board in September, so it's great to have her. We're kind of in between now. We just got word, you know, Adrian Melillo, who has been on maternity since January, had a little boy.
Yeah.
Very excited for her. And she just shared with us she's going to be staying home. She was due back in April.
Oh.
So we'll be through a little bit of a transition on that. But, you know, that's all part of life. It's a good thing. She had some great contributions, obviously, to the chamber. And but it's really that
she's
team.
Adorable.
That volunteer team that helps drive us from our board to 17-18 committees that, you know, drive the events and programs. And, you know, it's an exciting place to be. Coming up on our 100th anniversary, too.
Yay!
We're at 99 years
this
year. That's next year. January marks our 100th anniversary as a chamber. So we're going to have a year-long set of celebrations and activities and promotions and celebrate, you know, our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself as far as you've been a resident of Hunterdon County all your life,
yeah,
right?
For a few years. I've been around fairly young, you know, so I, you know, just graduated Hunterdon Central in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
But
it seems like it was
does.
Just
it does seem like yesterday. I grew up right over here on Bunnell Street. Mm-hmm. So I did graduate Hunterdon Central.
What year did
1987.
Oh, such a baby.
I'm a baby.
I was trying to figure out. I know my mother's in the studio today, being just sitting listening along.
I know. She should jump
my
in.
My brother, feel free, by the way. My brother, Kevin.
Okay.
Who was, I was 82, so he was like 83, so we're still not there. But
yeah, I'm close to my older brother. My older brother. But no, Central was great. And, you know, I've been here at the Hunterdon County Chamber. It's going on 7 years, so it's flown by. 2008, the fall I arrived. Suzanne Legay, who is still now very active with us here, served as president for about 10 years, and in her retirement, decided to let me know that this position was going to be opening up, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. I was over in Middlesex County prior to that with the Middlesex County Chamber of Commerce, roughly a little over 5 years there. And served prior to that as the president of the Warren County Chamber, which when I started there, I was actually the downtown manager for their improvement district, very similar to the BID here in Flemington.
Which you're a part of as well.
Yeah, which we were part of, and actually moved on to the chamber, which was the Hackettstown Chamber, and then we launched the county chamber a few years later.
Is that right?
So it was a great evolution up there.
Wow.
And the county chamber in Warren. I'm guessing all my time in Warren was probably 7-8 years that I was up there, maybe a little longer, and had a business here in Flemington before that, so it was great.
Yeah, tell us about that business.
The
that
business
was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun business. I was the old trolley that ran around Flemington. Main Street Trolley was the name of the company. Everybody called it the Flemington Trolley, but the trolley started out initially as kind of a route, and when you go back to, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, Flemington was just packed, you know, with cars and tourists coming in and shoppers, the birthplace of the outlet center. We had some great destination stores, long history of Flemington Glass, you know, being here, Stengel and Falstaff Pottery. So that history,
you know.
So Flemington was great, but I only ran that route for not even a year, maybe a little over a year.
Wow.
The route was definitely something that was fun, and it got the business started. But shortly into it, I had an opportunity. A family friend asked if I could do a wedding in between things on a Sunday, and pick up the wedding party over here at the Presbyterian Church and then run them up to Raspberries. I said, sure, we'll do it. Well, the light bulb went off, and weddings became our mainstay. You know, by the time we sold the business, I guess I had the business for about 6-7 years. We ended up selling it, and we were doing about 250 weddings a year.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, with multiple trolleys and vehicles, you know, doing that. But and most of my wedding work wasn't here in Hunterdon County. About 10% was Hunterdon County. Majority of my work came out of, you know, the more populated areas. You know, Morris County, we did a lot of work over there, a lot of work over in Bucks County, Union County. So we would take the trolley, and it would be just like a limousine package, pick the bridal party up and go off and do, you know, any of the pre-pictures, drop them off at the church, and then afterwards they'd get on, and we could have, you know, champagne and hors d'oeuvres and pack 30,
those
40
were
folks
the days,
on that.
Huh?
It was fun. It was really a fun business. Did a lot of work with the chamber. Actually, I was a very active member of the Hunterdon County Chamber. You know, served on the tourism committee, So I was very active and saw the value and benefit, you know, the chamber firsthand as a business owner. So it really was a great synergy. And then that opportunity happened to come along after I sold, after I took some time off, took a little sabbatical.
Nice.
And, took some time off and headed up to Warren County. So it's good stuff.
Oh, it is good stuff. It's awesome to hear about your past, too. And I also want to learn a little bit more about, you know, some of the things you like to do, which I know you go on vacation quite a bit. So we're not too much, not enough, actually. We're going to go to our break as talented people. It's 3:17. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're speaking with Chris Phelan, the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
It was good.
I love Michael. My son, he's awesome. Yes. All right. So we're back here, talented people. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:21 already on April 22nd. Hope you're having a great day. We're in studio here with the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Chris Phelan. And you were talking about your journey into the Hunterdon Chamber. And right before that, before you were doing the trolley, tell us about...
I was in school.
That was a long time ago.
It was.
Tell us more about what you were doing. You were in the seminary.
I was in the seminary. Yeah, that was actually my different trajectory. So I spent 4 years at Seton Hall in the college seminary at St. Andrews. And, was very active growing up at St. Magdalene's Church. We're just talking with your mom about the Carmelite Monastery and being an altar server there with the sisters and
so
all the special events, you know, that would go on there from the Blessing of the Roses in October and all of that. So I spent time there and then went on to, the major seminary, but really kind of made the decision was I wanted to be married, you know, at the end of the day. So I actually didn't fall in love right away, but met my wife at Seton Hall. So,
did you really?
Yeah, we were in the same group of friends. One of the great things about the Seton Hall experience was that the college seminary, although it was off campus, was completely integrated on campus. We took all of our classes on campus. We did a lot off back at the seminary, stuff at the major seminary, but we were constantly interacting with, you know, all the undergraduate population, and we could be involved in campus activities. And I was very active on campus, in terms of different groups and clubs. I was the founding president of the University Parish Council, so that was through campus ministry. We helped establish the volunteer office at Seton Hall, which was part of campus ministry. Dove, which is still there today, good friend of mine, she actually was the first director. And then, very active in the Student Government Association.
You can see why you're here at the chamber today.
Active all of that group. Actually served as the president of the Student Senate. I was Speaker of the Senate for my last 2 years
of
Student Government Association. So it was kind of, very active. And again, the seminary experience was great. But ended up meeting my wife and just in the same circle of friends. She worked down in campus ministry and that. So after I was, decided not to continue on in the seminary, I actually had taken a part-time job that one summer with a bus company down here in Flemington, which was Amwell Valley Bus Company.
Oh, my goodness.
Jerry Ford, who's still in the county. Jerry's the head of transportation over at Delaware Valley Regional Schools here in the county. And ended up being a sub. So here I am driving a school bus over at Central at the end of the year. I'm driving the Link. Jerry had the Link.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I've literally driven the Link.
All kids are fascinated with the Link.
I've driven the Link. I always love telling that story. Funny. You drove the Link? I said, yeah, I drove the Link. I still have my bus license. Ended up... Jerry had some tour buses, so I was doing tour bus runs. We did runs down to Virginia and up to Massachusetts and the big tour buses. And, so, and it was a blast. I had a great time. And the light bulb kind of went off. Said, well, I should think about this transportation thing and the trolley thing. And had a family friend who was my silent, quote-unquote, partner. Mm-hmm. Didn't really put any money in. He was able to just co-sign a note. And my parents thought I was crazy because we went against a $75,000 note.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
Went out and bought a trolley and started this company, and they thought I was nuts. I probably was. So it was a lot of fun. But I got, like I said, very involved with the chamber. Ann Hall, who was a great business leader in the county. Ann was on our board here. She chaired the tourism committee. Ann used to own Canterbury Corner over at Turntable Junction. She also opened up the Ship Inn out in Milford. And Ann created the
is
first.
Is that still there?
It is. They were the
I
first brew pub in New Jersey.
Yeah,
so Ann's son and daughter, still run the facility. Unfortunately, Ann passed away just a few years ago. She had a strong fight with and a battle with cancer. Mm. But, she's just a wonderful person. Was very active, though, with the chamber. The trolley was all over Hunterdon County. Did stuff with the Balloon Festival up at Alexandria Airport. And I did a lot of work up in Warren County.
Was the Balloon Festival part of the Hunterdon Chamber at that time, or did you bring that in?
No, they were very much aligned, the Balloon Festival. Mm-hmm. The Linda Kastner and her brother, very much aligned, the Balloon Festival with the Chamber at the time. They were separate, but the trolley was just kind of completely separate. We called it the Chase of the Century, and I sold this thing out year after year when we did it, and I'd fill a trolley with 45 people. We'd have a guide on board who was tied into ballooning, a very good friend of mine. We've been kids since grammar school, is a balloon pilot as well. And we literally then were able to take the folks out onto the field, They all got out. They helped set up the balloon. And then we, each trolley was assigned to one balloon. We would chase.
Oh my God,
so we'd be part
so
of the chase
fun.
Experience and yeah. all of that. So it was a lot of fun, but a lot of good things. And Hackettstown, you know, the chamber up there used to do a big festival every spring. Every year I was doing their, I guess, you know, kind of shuttle work and transportation around the town and stuff with the trolleys. Got to know folks at the chamber and the town and stuff. And it was actually, you know, later on that they were trying to come up with this revitalization plan for Hackettstown. I got this phone call out of left field and said, do you want to, you know, come up and talk to us? And we're looking to hire our first director. Again, very similar to the bid.
Yeah.
At the time, it wasn't a bid. Today, it is a bid. It evolved into a business improvement district in Hackettstown. But, you know, it went up and, you know, worked for them and ended up going over to the chamber. And then the rest is kind of history. Here I am.
Here you are. Is the Nook still there?
In Hackettstown? That's a good question. I'm not sure. And I've been up through town in about a year and a half.
That?
I still keep in touch with quite a few folks up in Hackettstown.
I was going to say, what's it like, though, for you? Because you're the county chamber, not just like the one of the smaller chambers that you guys, you actually were part of what created the Hunterdon County Chamber?
Well, no, the chamber up in Hackettstown, there was not a county chamber. There was a Blairstown Business Group. There was a Washington Chamber. There was a Phillipsburg Chamber. And we kind of brought those together. And we ultimately changed the name of the Hackettstown Chamber to the Warren County Chamber.
Oh, I gotcha.
We were able to get Blairstown and Washington to kind of coalesce. Phillipsburg was much more focused out towards Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. They ultimately aligned themselves with the Lehigh Valley Chamber. So I think they still exist, but focused out onto to the Lehigh Valley side of the house.
That's interesting.
So it was good.
Yeah.
And you know, the Hunterdon County Chamber was here. Janet Finley was the longtime, you know, executive director, president. The chamber was up in Clinton Township at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was involved as well, but all over the county in terms of their programs and events. Was in Flemington probably prior to that since our early days. So spent about 18 years the county chamber up in the Clinton Township area. Suzanne Legay came on, you know, about 10 years before me. So mm-hmm. I guess that was 2000. Let's think back on the chronology of it. But 1998 or so, she must have started in that time frame because I came into town 2008. I never moved out of Hunterdon and Flemington. Always commuted to those other destinations. Always involved with a lot of different community activities. You know, I could talk about those. The Rescue Squad some of the other stuff, you know. So it was just a great opportunity, again, you know, to come here and take over as chamber president after her very, very successful run, you know, as well.
And you are very successful. And the Hunterdon Chamber is a very prominent chamber, by the way. I want to talk a little bit more about Hunterdon County in a minute. We're going to go to the news and weather real quick. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're talking with the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Chris Phelan. Stay with us.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The administration is being criticized for not cooperating with a congressional investigation into Benghazi. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
House Speaker John Boehner says the select committee investigating the 2012 attack that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others is getting no help in determining what happened.
They could clean this up a whole lot quicker if the administration and former Secretary Clinton were in a position to actually cooperate.
The committee's been trying to interview Clinton and get emails from her time as Secretary of State that are related to the attack. But those efforts, as well as a request that she turn over the private server she used to a neutral third party, have gone nowhere. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
U.S. negotiators are meeting in Vienna today in an effort to reach an agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Meanwhile, there is a growing concern Iran is arming Houthi rebels in Yemen. This is USA Headline News.
Bunnies in the garden.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's spring clearance starts tomorrow.
The Senate is passing a bill to boost law enforcement resources to fight sex trafficking. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill is long overdue.
The filibuster is finally at an end. Today is a new day. A new day. Today we'll finally vote to deliver much-needed resources for the victims of modern slavery.
Now the Senate will take up the issue of confirming the Attorney General nominee, Loretta Lynch.
I said from the beginning to the end that we'd take up the Attorney General nominee just as soon as we finished trafficking.
The vote was held up due to a partisan dispute regarding abortion language. Leading Senate Republicans have introduced a bill that would allow the National Security Agency to continue collecting the calling records of nearly every American. The measure would bypass Senate committees and reauthorize sections of the Patriot Act. The law is set to expire June 1st. Stocks turned higher in midday trading as investors continue to look at the latest earnings reports. McDonald's and Yum! Brands rose more than expected. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Protesters are on the streets in Baltimore today following the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died in police custody. Organizer Jamal Bryant says the group wants city officials to know they are serious about getting answers on Gray's death.
I want this to be a sign to the Baltimore City Police Department that this is not an act of surrender, but we're coming as a sign of strength.
Gray died from a severe spinal cord injury, according to the Baltimore Sun. He was stopped by police because he fled unprovoked upon noticing police presence. Then he was apprehended without incident, and police found a switchblade clipped inside his pants pocket. They say he suffered a medical emergency later, but the Gray family attorney contradicted the statement, saying he screamed in pain during the arrest and was in custody for an hour before medics were called. Members of Congress are freezing their salary at $174,000 a year. It comes in House legislation funding the operations of Congress for the upcoming budget year. It would be the seventh year in a row in which lawmakers would deny themselves their automatic cost of living pay increase. Bipartisan reforms enacted in 1989 gave lawmakers a big pay increase in exchange for dropping the much criticized practice of accepting money from outside interest groups for speeches. People magazine has named Sandra Bullock as the world's most beautiful woman for 2015. The 50-year-old actress says she laughed when she heard about the honor, calling it ridiculous. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
That is so funny about Sandra Bullock. I could just picture her saying ridiculous. I don't know if you heard that. She was nominated for the most beautiful woman for 2015 by People magazine. When she heard, she said, that's ridiculous. That is so funny.
That is funny.
I love it. All right. This is Talented People. I'm Janie Murphy. It's 3:34 on April 22nd. I want to just give you a quick update on the weather if you're listening out there in this area. This afternoon, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 5 p.m. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Tonight, chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 37. Increasing clouds on Thursday with a high near 53. Partly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 32. Mostly sunny on Friday, high of 55, and clear Friday night with a low of 35. And then mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 59 and a low of 37. Mostly sunny again on Sunday with a high of 61 and a low of 39. So we're back in studio here at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office talking with the president, Chris Thielen. And we were learning all about how you got to be involved with the Hunterdon County Chamber and your journey. And I'm curious, to tell us a little bit about what you do at the Hunterdon Chamber as president.
Well, as president, you know, again, as I shared early on, we've got such a phenomenal support system there and driving system. It's really the core engine for the chamber that keeps us moving, and that's our volunteers. So, you know, the chamber really, in terms of as a business, we're focused in three areas here in Hunterdon County. One is as the largest business organization in the county. We really take that role as a voice of the business community, so important. You know, business in New Jersey has had a really tough road to hoe for the last 30 years, and we're seeing those effects of some really bad decisions. And I'm not pointing fingers at the Democrats or Republicans. It's just real bad policy decisions that have driven much of our business base out of the state. So I think, you know, the the chamber continues to work with not only ourselves, but to work, you know, collectively with our freeholders, our municipalities, folks down in Trenton, that we've got to start bucking and turning that trend. And I think there are signs and indicators that that trend is going to start to, you know, at least level off and become, you know, much more positive. So through our work around advocacy, it's taking positions on very specific issues, whether it's pieces of legislation in Trenton, like paid family leave, which is a great, you know, concept. And all the surveys in New Jersey show that pretty much all business has some sort of leave accommodation, you know, in terms of paid sick days. Mm-hmm. You know, but what's being proposed in Trenton right now is going to have a huge impact, whether you're a solo employer up to, you know, employing thousands of folks. It's a very interesting bill that's being proposed, and it'll mandate somewhere between 5 and 9 paid sick days annually that can be accrued year to year and then pushed forward over a 5-year period. You know, and again, those sounds good, you know, at the end of the day. The intention is there to help folks, but at the end of the day, it could create, you know, a huge burden. You know,
absolutely.
For small businesses,
sure.
Especially at the end of it all. So it's looking at things like that. We had a great breakfast this morning. We had Michelle Sekirka.
She is awesome.
Very dynamic.
Wanted to go to that.
Took over as the state's largest business organization, took over the leadership of New Jersey Business and Industry, representing over 20,000 employers in the entire state of New Jersey. She served under Governor Christie's administration for the Department of Environmental Protection as one of the undersecretaries. And also, prior to that, I've known Michelle for quite a few years. She was the president of the Greater Mercer County Chamber of Commerce.
She was actually the moderator at our NJIT cybersecurity event last month.
Oh, last month. Okay,
yeah,
excellent.
She moderated,
so you got to
the panel.
See her in action.
Oh, my
She's
God.
She's really dynamic. But
she is amazing. Yeah. And was able to just keep everything so organized and on track.
She's great. And, you know, I think at her helm, we'll continue to partner with groups like hers and the New Jersey State Chamber, or U.S. Chamber, and other groups, you know, on issues that affect business. Just talking this afternoon to one of our mayors about a particular issue in his community around a sign ordinance. And can we look at proposing some modifications to that ordinance and relaxing some things around certain, you know, regulations that just hurt, especially new businesses and temporary signs. So these are things that the chamber, you know, it may not make the front page of, you know, the Democrat or NJ.com, but daily in and out, we're taking a look at. We have a very active business and government committee met yesterday, looking at a multitude of other issues, again, around our work on advocacy and legislative, you know, kind of reform. Marketing is another tremendous area that the chamber is involved with, whether we're marketing the county as a whole as a good place to do business. On the phone yesterday with someone down in Trenton about a business looking for a particular site here in Hunterdon County to relocate. So that takes time and effort and coordination and trying to get that data and information over to them and the site selection coordinators, to our work around tourism, our work around social media, promoting the business community, to our simple events that happen on a monthly basis. We do 5-6 events a month that folks can come out and they can market, they can network, they can build relationships, they can tap into things like Hunterdon Chamber Radio. They can go on our website and you know, tap into ways to promote their business and services and wares. Our member directory, very robust. We get about 47 unique URL hits, 4,700, I apologize, in a 7-day period. And that's pretty much been consistent now for about 3 years. The largest two hits on our website are the business directory, and you know, we can tell our members how many times folks have looked at them through our business directory and gone off to their site. In addition to that, our community calendar, which is a great resource for folks.
Right.
You can take a look and see what's going on all over Hunterdon County, both on the business community or if you're looking for things to do in Hunterdon County. There's a lot of resources there. And that other area is that, you know, specifically around resources, the business education programs that we run, the seminars, the workshops, things like next week we are co-hosting with the Hunterdon County Prosecutor, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, a seminar that's open to businesses, and it's all about cybersecurity. It's all about how do you protect your data? How do you not end up like some of the big companies and retailers that have unfortunately been hacked and broken into? at the end of the day.
Do you have the date?
That is coming up next Tuesday.
Okay.
It is April 28th. Going to be over here at the historic courthouse in Flemington. Free. This is a free event. So it gets underway at 5:30 with a brief reception. 6 o'clock, the program gets underway. Anthony Kearns, our prosecutor, will be on the panel. We've got Special Agent Michael Schema. He's with the FBI Violent Crimes and Criminal Enterprise Investigations Unit. Special Agent Edward Quinn, who's an FBI InfraGuard Coordinator. We've got a couple other local folks, Chris Camasco and Dave Gafanis, you know, to talk as well. So it's going to be broad on cybersecurity. It's also going to focus in around some issues that you can prepare yourself around physical threats.
And that's open to the public?
Open to the public.
So, yeah, it's amazing how you have time to organize these events. I want to say, as a chamber member, I have never been able to figure out how invaluable being a member of this chamber has been to our company. From the day the first day we joined, we had business come in our way. This radio show has been so important to us. And also about what you do publish in your bulletin, like your monthly newsletter. We've had at least 5 or 6 different features of information that we provided to you guys that you guys put out. And how many people does that go to? Because it's amazing.
The newsletter has a couple different platforms we promote it. We do a direct print mail to about 1,500 in the county, and we probably distribute another 500 or so individually. Then our e-circulation goes out weekly to a list of over 4,000 emails. And then it's up on our website. So you can go back in and you can take a look at the last couple years by month, you know, in terms of the publication itself. And it not only has features on what the chamber's doing from our upcoming events or things that we've done, whether it be ribbon cuttings or our upcoming Hunterdon County Community Day or the Women's Leadership Summit, but it's got information about our members. It's about promoting things that are happening in these successful companies here in Hunterdon County, recognizing their achievements and accomplishments. And it's a real positive news piece.
It's completely positive in all ways as far as being
which we need more positive energy out there.
Yes, we do.
So it's all good.
I can say, also that a lot of times people, if you're listening out there, you might be like, oh, I've thought about it, but I don't really want to get involved, and then I'll have to do all this stuff I don't have money or time or whatever for. One thing I love about this chamber is that everybody is so close. Everybody looks out for each other. Like I said, it's a very close chamber. And, you know, if you are a member, even just by, you know, sending out your press release and having it distributed and stuff, if they don't go to every event that they're out there, nobody holds it against anyone. I love that.
And I say to folks, you know, it's not that you have to come to every event or program. I mean, you look at this calendar, sometimes, I mean, coming up in May, we're going to have like over 12 events. How can anyone do that?
I don't know how you can do it. Or organize it either.
But, you know, at the end of it all,
busy.
There are a lot of different ways to tap into different components of the chamber. Maybe it's attending, you know, our upcoming Women's Leadership Summit. We've got our Women's Business Forum within the chamber. We have our Young Professionals Group. I mean, the summit is bringing in a nationally renowned speaker.
It's amazing. Yeah, how does someone go about signing up for that?
That's pretty straightforward. You can do two things. Visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org. Right there, you'll see a click over to the events. Just go to May 7th. You'll see that listed there, and you can sign up today for that event. Or give us a call, 908-782-7115. And it's going to be a great day. Open to men as well. Mm-hmm. We have men that attend this event. But, the summit itself is our sixth year doing this. And this year's theme is building a life and career that is brand new. And this keynote speaker at lunch, I just can't say enough. We were very grateful through one of our, again, local businesses out in Frenchtown. They were able to connect us with through our chair, which kudos to Michelle Heidi from Patton and Heidi Associates, another host here.
She's
on the radio.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
But she was able to work through the details and get us Mary Lou Quinlan. Mary Lou's career has been phenomenal. She was the CEO of Avon. You know, she has then been on the circuit in terms of talking about business practices. She's written several books. Her books include What She's Not Telling You, Time Off for Good Behavior. Her recent book, The God Box, Sharing My Mother's Gift of Faith, Love, and Letting Go, just released in 2014, within 3 weeks, was on the third slot for the New York Times bestseller list.
This is
phenomenal that in Hunterdon County we're able to bring in, some national talent and have this access and opportunity you know, for our membership and business community, all to grow stronger. It's all about leadership skills. It's about practical things to take back to your respective organization. We'll have folks that own retail stores at this event. We'll have attorneys that are seasoned professionals. One of our another big employer in the county, Chubb, has about 20 coming to this event.
Wow.
Their women's affinity group is coming out. So it's such a diverse group, you know, that comes out, kind of, again, reflective of the chamber, but all about, you know, again, growing and getting educated. And really that third leg of our mission around, resources is so important.
It is so important. And if you're out there listening and you have a moment, you should actually go to the site and check it out and then join. And also, you know, one of the other things before we go to our break I love about the chamber is the Visit 100 and Twitter feed.
Yes.
Everybody who's a member and otherwise things are going on, it's all posted through there and it's, you know, shared.
And that's open to the whole community.
It's
that's not
so
just for chamber
great.
Members. So
it's
you can,
like the go-to place about sure. Hunterdon County. So we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Stay with us.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th. At 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm having a conversation, which I'm totally enjoying, with my mother in the room here, Belmir Mahar, with Chris Phelan, the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And this show, Talented People, and all the other shows that are streaming from the Hunterdon Chamber studio were brought into reality because of you, Chris. And
a lot of folks.
And a lot of people in this office here. Thing. And it's a really good thing. And it streams live. And is it still the only chamber in the country?
It is. The only that has a radio station that operates, again, 24/7. We broadcast live Monday through Friday, 8 to 7. Again, our podcasts are available usually within 24 hours, of a show going on. And, it's all business, all talk, all community. So it's a great opportunity. I mean, one of our great shows beyond, Talented People as well is Good Morning Hunterdon. Chris Bianco's on Monday through Friday, does a great job. You can tune in here. Where can you hear local traffic, local weather?
He is awesome.
What's going on in the schools every day? Yeah. What's going on in our county every day in terms of news and information? You just don't get that local information as large as you can get it here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So we're excited about that.
It makes a difference to the guests, too, because people actually do really listen and take in what, especially Good Morning Hunterdon. I love that radio show. And he's such a great interviewer. He really is. He's so great. He was on the show, as a matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago. And that archive's out there. I put it on Facebook and everything. But he's just a great guy. In all of your shows, you have so many.
We have some great hosts. Yeah. Everybody across the board does a tremendous job getting ready each week. And it's a huge commitment, for our hosts to do that. But again, it's indicative of, the great membership and active base that we have here with the Hunterdon County Chamber. Where else can you go from next Thursday? And you can join us at Old York Vineyards for a great evening reception. Where you can taste some of the new wine for the season. Madalena's Catering is going to be there with phenomenal food.
Love them.
We're going to have a celebration station there and Intent Party Rentals all in one roof. And again, an opportunity to do networking, an opportunity to build some business. That's next Thursday, April 30th at 5:30. So visit our website. You can register for that as well. To, a phenomenally very successful at last year into its second year, and that's our second annual Hunterdon County Community Day coming up in June. So if you're a business, if you're an organization, if you're a club, if you're a church, if you're anybody, and you want to get in front of thousands of folks that came out to that event last year, Hunterdon County Community Day is for you. We'll have, again, over 125 exhibitors, our municipalities present, all different folks from Hunterdon County. Want to thank Hunterdon Healthcare, our presenting sponsor for the day. Want to thank the County of Hunterdon and the Freeholders for all their support in sponsoring the day. We're going to have great things like Sheriff Brown there, with information on how to be prepared and to get the fingerprinted, your children. Last year, and we're hopeful they're going to come back, weather permitting, New Jersey State Police, they did a great fly-in. Michael Schwedick is coming back, Reptile World from Maryland, and he does a great, he'll have three shows with Michael that day. ShopRite is on board. ShopRite will have their great Eat Healthy tent and an opportunity to, have some water and some great samplings of all different healthy offerings that they have. You name it, face painting. We're going to have a bouncy village for the kids. we're going to have, the list just kind of goes on in terms of activities. Our young professionals are inviting some food trucks. So once you're done having a little healthy eating, you can learn all about how you get healthy after you have some food truck food. But we're going to do a food truck competition this year.
Oh, really?
And we're going to have food trucks down at the fairgrounds, and it's going to be exciting about that as well.
Where is it at?
It'll be down at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds, the South County Park, right at the interchange of Route 202 and 179.
That is Ringo's, right?
Literally 8 minutes from the Flemington Circle. Mm-hmm. So people think, oh my gosh, it's all the way down there. Well, 8 minutes from the Flemington Circle. It's pretty quick to get down to there. Mm-hmm. That is in Ringo's. You can come in through Ringo's and make your way right there. A great day, lots of activities. We're going to have dunk tanks. Our theme this year is around old-fashioned games.
Oh, that's so,
so
fun.
So you're going to get to play games like, put the peanut on your spoon in your mouth and go forward. We'll have potato sack races. We're going to have a big Hunterdon County tug of war going on.
Are your kids going to go?
The kids are going to come. We're going to have a blast. So it's really going to be a great day. That's Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 to 6:30. That's your birthday? Happy birthday. So it's going to be a great day. Information up on the website. Feel free to sign up now and get some information, or just mark your calendars and come down. We're going to have a lot of fun that day. Again, it was a great day last year, and we're very excited. I'm sure Hunterdon Chamber Radio will be there once again. They were there last year, and it really turned out to be a fun day. Did you make it down that day?
I had an event in my house that day. That day. It was like graduation or something was going on.
I think it was a graduation. Boo-hoo. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, Brandon's. It, so. Whoops. I guess I should remember that, my son.
Your son's graduation.
There was something going on. Yeah, that would be it.
But it was a lot of fun, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Well, I don't know how you have time to visit with us, because you have so much going on and you're such a great leader, and you really are so
valued. We didn't
so
even talk about
valued.
Half the chamber leadership. Hunterdon,
I want you to come
on.
Back and talk again. I don't know how you have time, because with 600 organizations and 12,000 people that you're talking to and everything that you
we'll
do.
We'll come back.
On behalf of everybody here at the chamber and all of those listeners out there, we want to thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Have a great afternoon, Chris.
All right. You too.
We're going to be back shortly with the second course of Talented People. We're going to have the station manager here from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Richard G, on. We had Chris B on 2 weeks ago, and now we're going to have Richard, and he's going to talk the second time about his journey into the chamber world. And so we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen are calling for peace talks. The statement follows another round of Saudi-led airstrikes. Meanwhile, a U.S. aircraft carrier is heading to the region to patrol the waters, according to President Obama.
There's a reason why we keep some of our ships in the Persian Gulf region, and that is to make sure that we maintain freedom of navigation.
He was interviewed by MSNBC. Meanwhile, U.S. negotiators met in Vienna today in an effort to reach an agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The Obama administration is being criticized for not cooperating with the congressional investigation into Benghazi.
The administration has made it virtually impossible to get to the facts.
That was House Speaker John Boehner. Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State at the time, and a committee has been trying to get her emails related to the attacks, but Clinton used a private email account and is refusing to give the committee her computer server. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
An Obama administration official says the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration is expected to resign soon. USA's Russ Jones explains.
A year ago, revelations broke that Secret Service agents had a wild night when they hired prostitutes during a presidential trip to Cartagena, Colombia. Facing mounting pressure from lawmakers who have questioned her competence in the wake of the scandal, an anonymous White House source maintains that DEA Chief Michelle Leonhardt is expected to resign after leading the agency since 2007. I'm Russ Jones.
President Obama's health care law has had a surprising side effect. In some states, it appears to be enticing more Americans to apply for food stamps, even as the economy improves. It is happening as Republicans try to cut the costs of food benefits programs and at a time when food stamp use